We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Let's start the show with a song.
It's a song about kids.
Jesus said,
let the children come.
Let the children come. Each and every one. Jesus called. Today we're going to talk about the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So, what is the truth? Emily.
The opposite of a lie.
Okay. Caitlin.
It's definite facts or saying something without a doubt that you truly believe.
That's right.
The real thing that really happened.
No lies.
No lies. Okay. You know, sometimes before Jesus spoke, when we read the Gospels and hear Jesus' teachings, Jesus starts out by saying, I tell you the truth. Why do you think he used those words? Why do you think he started off his teachings with, I tell you the truth? Caitlin.
To show that he believed and that he wanted others to believe that it was the truth and he was confident that he was right.
Good.
Like she said, just to tell people, this is the truth. It's not some kind of made-up fairy tale.
Okay. And Kaya?
To get people's attention so they would listen.
Good point. Let's read some examples of God's truth spoken by Jesus in the book of John. Jesus was speaking to Nicodemus, who was a Pharisee, who was a Jew and a very wise and holy man. He was a member of the Jewish council, but Jesus had some truths that he didn't know, that he had not heard before and not learned. Let's hear what Jesus spoke to him.
In John 3:3, Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again."
This was new information for Nicodemus. He had never heard this truth before, and he questioned Jesus' authority.
Jesus then said, "I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom unless he is born of water and the Spirit.
The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going.
So it is with everyone born of the Spirit."
Then Jesus said, "I tell you the truth. We speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen. But still, you people do not accept our testimony."
"I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe.
How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things?"
Jesus then told Nicodemus about himself. He told Nicodemus that beautiful verse that we've all heard so many times.
John 3:16.
"For God so loved the world that he sent his one and only Son,
that whoever believes in him will not perish,
but have eternal life."
This is the verdict. Light has come into the world.
Whoever lives by the truth comes into the light,
so that it may be seen plainly that what he has been done through God.
And this is God's truth.
He sent Jesus into this dark world
to light our way,
to make things clear to us,
to expose the evil in the world.
And God sent Jesus into the world not to condemn the world, but to save the world.
Jesus came to save us from our sins.
Do you think Nicodemus believed Jesus when he heard this? What do you guys think? Caitlin?
I think he did, but he kind of still was unsure, and he really had to think about it because it was a lot to take in.
Well, in the Bible, later on, it says that he was one of the people who buried Jesus' body the right way. And so we don't really know when we read it here, but if we go on, then we really know if he did.
That's a really good point. We know that he really loved Jesus, don't we? Because he was one of the two men who took care of Jesus' body.
And coming off of what Caitlin said, to us, we know it, so it doesn't seem like a big thing to us. But like she said, Nicodemus had never heard it before. He thought he knew it all, but he didn't. And I think that was, like she said, a lot for him to take in.
And it probably wasn't easy for him to believe with all of the other Pharisees and other people who were putting pressure on him to turn away from that. Right, Caitlin?
Yeah, because it wasn't the right thing to do, to like believe in Jesus according to like all the people who he hung out with. And kind of like when your friends don't believe the same things, it's
right,
hard.
Right. Well, what we believe in is what?
Our faith.
Our faith, that's right. And what does it mean when someone says to you, "I give you my word"?
That means they're telling you the truth and they promise.
Okay. Emily?
It's like saying, "This is what I'm going to tell you. Hold me to it."
Okay, good. Well, we have God's word, the Bible, to read and accept as truth.
We can be sure.
When we read the Bible, it's like Jesus is teaching us.
He gives us all we need to live and work for him.
And when we believe in his truth and turn away from our own ways, we will live forever with him. That's the truth that Jesus shared with Nicodemus.
And God calls us to take his truth and share it with people everywhere we go.
He calls us to be lights in this dark world.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
Dear Jesus, thank you for teaching us God's truth. We can learn all about God our Father and you when we read God's Word. We need you, Lord, to guide us through this dark world. Thank you, Jesus, for forgiving us. We know how much you love us. You gave up your life for each of us who believe, so that we could live with you forever in heaven. You are the only way, and that is the truth. In your name we lift this prayer of thanks and praise. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
Do you have something you want to share with us?
We'd love to hear from you.
And then we can share it with other listeners.
You can visit us online at www.karenandkids.com.
Or give us a call at 1-800-527-5522.
You can always write to us at Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonium, Maryland, 21094.
And remember,
share God's truth with others. See you next time.
I got something to share with you about a gift that's true. It's there.
Prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.